friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. You have got to check out all the activities and challenges that we make just for you around all of our Kids Animal Stories podcast episodes. So down in the show notes below, there's a link for activities for kids, and that is where we turn all of our Animal Stories episodes into an amazing activity and challenge. And don't forget to check out what it means to be a critter protector. Well, friends, are you ready for Alice in an Everest adventure? Me too, let's go! There was Atlas standing on top of a mountain right next to his brother, who was frozen solid inside of an ice cube, and Everest did not know what to do. Oh no, I hope Bernie is able to get here in time. Everest had called into HQ earlier and was waiting to see if Bernie, the fire-breathing dragon who was on the spy team, was able to get there in time. Surely he would be able to melt this ice, right? Bzz, 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 bzz. Everest reached down and grabbed his walkie. There was a message. He pressed the button and it said,
Bernie is en route. He will arrive in 3 minutes. Open up a flare so that he knows where to land. Over.
Everest raced over to his spy pack. Inside of that backpack, there were all kinds of important things that every spy needs, and one of them was an emergency flare. As he pulled it out and opened it up, it sprayed out a very bright light. He tossed it in an open field nearby to give Bernie the clearance and the space to land. And off in the distance, Everest could see him. Bernie! You're over here! He started jumping up and down and waving his arms, and Bernie carefully landed in the snow right next to the flare.
Hey, Everest, it's great to see you.
Wow, do you guys remember the story of Bernie the fire-breathing dragon? Yes, he has an amazing story. He's actually on our spy team and only gets called in for very super secret special missions that require his fire-breathing power, but you see, a long time ago, he actually didn't know how to breathe fire as a dragon. And it was kind of a long, complicated story, but somehow he ended up in space and accidentally bonked right into the sun and swallowed a piece of the sun, and that is why his voice sounds like that. I think your voice gets a little scratchy and deep when you swallow a piece of the sun. It makes your throat sound differently.
All right, I hear somebody got frozen in a big block of ice,
asked Bernie. Yes, my brother Atlas got completely frozen in a block of ice over here. Come on, hurry! Everest started running for that block of ice, and Bernie was close behind. There it was.
Wow, that is one big block of ice. Where did that thing come from? Those things just don't appear in the mountain out of nowhere.
Well, we're pretty sure that the Purple Ninjas made some kind of blue ice laser. I don't know why in the world they would shoot it at us, but...
Wait a second.
Wait, get down, get down! Everest was looking up in the sky, and up in the clouds above, he could see the purple blimp. Holy smokes! I gotta call this into HQ, but can you start melting my brother first?
Right away.
Bernie started breathing out a controlled, very hot flame around the ice. He had to be careful to not burn Atlas, but also to get him out of that block of ice as soon as possible.
Shh! HQ! This is Everest! I see the purple blimp! I think it's heading in the direction of HQ! Over!
Shh! Thank you for the update, Everest. As soon as you and Atlas are ready to go, I need you to follow that purple blimp and stop them before it arrives at HQ. Over.
By the time Everest turned around, there was his brother.
Atlas, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay, but that was so cold. Do we have any blankets in our packs?
Atlas was shivering so much. He was very, very cold.
Yeah, we have blankets over here.
Oh, and I'll start a fire. Just hang on 1 second.
Bernie started gathering some wood, and Everest put a big warm blanket around Atlas.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot warmer, said Atlas.
Holy smokes, dude. What in the world happened in there? Asked Everest.
Well, it was very cold, and I don't even know how that happened. Do you know why I turned into a giant ice block?
Screamed Atlas.
Actually, we do. We know that it was the purple ninjas, and I just saw their purple blimp, and we gotta follow it. I think they're on a mission to freeze HQ, and you were some kind of test to see if their laser worked.
Laser?
Asked Atlas.
Yeah, pretty much at this point, all I know is that there's some kind of blue ice laser that the purple ninjas are using, and I think they're going to use it on HQ. And the two of us and Bernie, we've got to stop them before it's too late.
Instantly, Atlas stood up, tossed his blanket aside, and said,
All right, well then what are we waiting for? It's like almost nighttime. We'll be able to follow them without them even knowing in the dark. Let's go!
Even though that might sound surprising how quickly Atlas was able to warm up and get ready for the next mission, Everest was not surprised. He knew that his brother was super duper brave and always was up for the next adventure. As our two spies and their fire-breathing dragon packed up all their things and prepared to launch off to follow the blimp, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas were navigating towards HQ.
All right, Purple Ninjas, I need update. Where in the world is HQ and how much longer until we get there?
Well, boss, remember the last time that we froze HQ? It was just over there, but they moved their headquarters to a different location, but...
The Purple Ninjas started quickly clicking away on a keyboard in front of a big screen.
Yes, it looks like we have the new location of HQ right over here. It should take us about 10 minutes to get there from here.
Oh, all right, Purple Ninjas, that is good news. You see, I'm tired of the spy team always winning. It is about time that we win the battle. Prepare the blue lasers and get the Magna Hoop as well. Let's make this ice laser as big as we possibly can.
Oh no! This is not good! If they have this blue ice laser and use it with the Magna Hoop, do you remember what the Magna Hoop is? Yeah, it makes things even bigger than they really are. So that could mean they could actually freeze all of HQ. What in the world is going to happen? And are Everest and Atlas going to be able to save the day before it's too late? I'm not sure, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Summit from California, Scarlett from Ontario, Azalea from Scottsdale, Arizona, Ethan Elliott, Ezra and Kim from New Jersey, Joaquin from Rio de Janeiro, Max and Billy from California, Simon from Vancouver, and Myra from California. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time. Bye.